This Rugby League World Cup has extra significance for Australia. Captain Renee Kunst is hoping the Gillaroos can inspire young girls to play the sport.
This game has given me so much off the field as it has on, and I'll forever be grateful to Rugby League, and I really hope if this can inspire, if we as a team can inspire any girls to pick up a football, to get outside, to play any game, then we've certainly done a good job at that.
It hasn't been an easy journey for the players. Unlike their male counterparts who earn $20,000 per match, the Gillaroos are still unpaid professionals. Fullback Sam Bremner says every player has made sacrifices in order to represent Australia.
It differs in every person, and a lot of the girls have children that they, you know, have months apart from. We have jobs and time off, and not seeing families, not going to weddings, not, you know, sacrificing money and leave and all that sort of stuff. So I could go on forever, but they're choices that we make.
Talisha Quinn considered quitting the army last year just so she could play in the World Cup.
I was willing to quit my job up in Townsville at the end of last year because I knew how massive this year for league would be in women's. So the army got on board with me though, and sacrificed me to come down here. So they got me a posting down here to be able to play footy all year. So with me, I'm really, really lucky because I'm actually getting paid full-time to be here. So I'm actually technically on duty to play football. So, but other girls don't have that opportunity. So I'm just really, really lucky that the army got behind me for that.
The NRL plans to set up its own national women's competition in the coming years.
That's the vision. The vision of this team, this current team, is to showcase a great product in hopes of gaining that respect from the broader public and in taking it to the next level. So that's ultimately what we're wanting to do here.
The sport is growing overseas in countries like Papua New Guinea. Captain Kathy Knapp says progress is being made with the women's game in her homeland.
It's not really a full-time job paid. It's not really professional sports for women in our country, but for the love of the game, we had to like make sacrifices just to be in this team, but slowly we're getting recognition, so we're getting allowances and stuff like that for our camp, yes.
The final will be played before the men's decider in Brisbane on December 2nd.